Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Alex, powered by Blicket. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to The Checkout Point, your go-to podcast for everything e-commerce, brought to you by Blicket.co. I'm Max, and today we're diving into week number 13 with some of the most captivating stories from the e-commerce world. First up, we're stepping into the vibrant battlefield of Amazon's spring sales event. It's a tale of innovation and strategy, where Amazon leads with its Just Walk Out technology and unique partnerships, and giants like Walmart and Target are hot on their heels. How are these titans of retail engaging tomorrow's customer in this competitive landscape? That's what we're uncovering first. And then we'll whisk you away into the bustling heart of retail, where innovation meets tradition. This segment explores the thriving industry against the backdrop of challenges and changes. From sales explosions to the integration of AI and sustainable practices, discover what it truly means to be innovative in today's retail space. Following that, we're venturing into the electrifying crossroads of technology and e-commerce. Think of it as a journey through the evolving shopping experience, influenced by companies like AliExpress and Zenni, and the undeniable impact of social media on our buying habits. And yes, we'll even draw some unexpected parallels between Amazon and Monsters, Inc. Curious? You'll have to stay tuned. Next on our journey, we're taking a closer look at sustainability, a buzzword turned into action by some of the biggest names like Starbucks and Ulta Beauty. It's not just about consumer goods. It's about shaping a more sustainable future through environmental sustainability and governance initiatives. Find out how these companies are making waves, quite literally, towards greener shores. Then, we're diving deep into the retail revolution, where giants like Target, Nordstrom, and Trader Joe's are at the forefront. Learn about their strategies, from doubling employee bonuses to ambitious expansions, and how these moves are setting the pace for the new retail landscape. But that's not all. We've got a few more segments wrapped up in mystery for now, because we want to keep you guessing and, most importantly, keep you listening. Believe me, you won't want to miss what we have in store. So, if you're an e-commerce marketer, manager, or founder, you're in the right place. Let's gear up for an enlightening 20 minutes as we explore the latest e-commerce trends, news, and strategies here on The Checkout Point. As the spring sun warms up our days, a fascinating phenomenon is blooming in the world of retail and e-commerce, painting a vivid landscape of competition and innovation. Today, we're diving into the heart of Amazon's spring sales event, a moment that unequivocally marks the seasonal change not just in weather, but in the buying habits and strategies of both consumers and retailers. At the core of Amazon's bustling marketplace is a demographic tapestry predominantly woven with threads of female and white shoppers. This insight into Amazon's customer base is not just a piece of trivia. It's a window into understanding who is driving the demand and how this might influence the type of products and deals offered during these sales extravaganzas. But as the adage goes, no man, or in this case, no company, is an island. Giants like Walmart and Target are not just spectators, but fierce competitors, each hosting their spring event to entice consumers away from Amazon's allure. This competitive spirit fuels a race to offer the most enticing deals, the best shopping experience, and the most innovative services. It's a dynamic battlefield where only those who truly understand their shoppers' desires and expectations can hope to thrive. Adding a layer of complexity and allure to Amazon's strategy is its adoption of the Just Walk Out technology in international markets like Australia and Canada, facilitated by Stripe. Imagine walking into a store, picking up what you need, and just walking out without the hassle of queues or checkouts. It's not just a dream. It's the reality Amazon is striving to create, transforming the shopping experience into something seamless, efficient, and almost magical. But Amazon's spring strategies aren't limited to revamping the shopping experience or hosting a sales extravaganza. In a move that speaks volumes about the power of modern-day influencer culture, they've teamed up with social influencer MrBeast for a reality competition. This collaboration is a masterstroke, blending entertainment with engagement, reaching out to the younger demographic in a space where they spend a significant chunk of their time, on social media, consuming content that resonates with their interests and values. As we weave through the narrative of Amazon's spring sales event and its competitors' responses, it's clear this is more than just a tale of discounts and deals. It's a story of anticipation and adaptation, a vivid illustration of how e-commerce giants and brick-and-mortar retailers alike are constantly evolving to capture the imagination and wallets of an ever-changing consumer base. With every spring sale, we see the bar being raised higher. It's not just about who offers the best deal anymore. It's about who offers the most seamless shopping experience, who understands their consumers the best, and who can innovate in ways that resonate with the shoppers of today and tomorrow. As we wrap up this segment, let's remember, the spring sales events are not just a fleeting season of discounts. They are a battleground of innovation, strategy, and engagement, painting a vivid picture of the future of retail and e-commerce. Imagine walking into your favorite store. Whether it's a sprawling, bustling mall with the latest fashion trends hanging on every rack, or perhaps a cozy corner shop that sells the most delightful candies and treats. Now, let's pause for a moment and think about how much the retail world has evolved and where it's boldly stepping into the future. This journey into the heart of the retail sphere is not just about shopping. It's about innovation, strategy, and the relentless pursuit of meeting both the consumer and employee needs. First off, let's talk about some big numbers. The National Retail Federation, or NRF, has thrown a huge figure out there. Retail sales are expected to reach at least $5.23 trillion by the year 2024. Let that sink in. The retail empire is not just growing, it's thriving, expanding, and setting new benchmarks. What's driving this growth? Is it just the economy bouncing back, or are there innovative strategies at play here? Let's dive deeper. But hey, not everything's all sunshine in retail land. According to a recent survey, there seems to be a bit of a hiccup when it comes to meeting the tech needs of retail employees. That's right. In an era where we're witnessing groundbreaking innovations every day, some retailers are still playing catch-up. Why is that? Is it a lack of resources, or perhaps a gap in understanding the true potential of integrating technology, not just for consumers, but for the workforce too? Because, let's face it, happy employees lead to happy customers. Speaking of innovations, there's this list floating around of the 10 most innovative companies in retail, with a certain retail giant leading the pack. But what makes a company innovative? Is it the adoption of AI to personalize shopping experiences, or maybe the embracement of sustainable practices that resonate with the eco-conscious consumer? The bar is set high, and it's fascinating to see how these trailblazers are reshaping the shopping landscape. Now, shifting gears, imagine Easter without the creamy chocolates and the vibrant Easter eggs. Hard to picture, isn't it? Well, it turns out, food and candy are still topping the Easter shopping lists, maintaining their stronghold as festive favorites. This tradition, simple as it may seem, reflects the power of seasonal trends in driving retail sales. It's a sweet reminder of how certain products can become almost synonymous with specific times of the year. Lastly, let's stir the pot a little with some coffee talk. Starbucks, a name synonymous with coffee across the globe, has made a monumental announcement. They've appointed their first ever CEO for North America. This strategic move, coupled with the introduction of new global roles, could very well be signaling a fresh chapter for Starbucks, focusing on leadership, innovation, and maybe even a new approach to conquering the coffee world. So, as we wrap up this segment, it's clear that the retail industry is constantly on the move, pulsating with energy, innovations, and bold steps forward. It's a vivid landscape where meeting consumer and employee needs, embracing technological advancements, and staying true to traditions all play crucial roles. Whether you're a fashion aficionado, a tech enthusiast, or just someone who loves their holiday treats, the evolving retail world has something in store for you, quite literally. Let's keep our eyes peeled for what's coming next in this dynamo of an industry. Keep shopping, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep imagining the endless possibilities the future of retail holds. All right, listen up, folks. Today, we're tackling a dynamic duo that has fundamentally changed not just how we live, but also how we interact with the world around us. I'm talking about none other than technology and e-commerce. Yeah, that's right. We're diving deep into a realm where convenience meets innovation. So, lean in because you're about to get a fresh perspective on something you thought you knew inside out. First up, let's talk about a major player that's been making waves, AliExpress. Now, if you're like me, you've probably spent a few hours scrolling through pages and pages of items you didn't know you needed until you saw them. But here's the kicker. AliExpress isn't just resting on its laurels. It's stepping up its game. How? By upgrading the US customer experience. This means smoother transactions, better support, and an all-around enhanced shopping journey that keeps you coming back for more. And why does this matter? Because it shows a commitment to not just growing, but evolving with the needs of customers like you and me. Next, we turn our gaze to Zenni. Ever heard of them? If you haven't, you're going to want to after this. Zenni is making strides by centralizing its product information management. Think of it like organizing a massive library where every book is exactly where it should be. This move is monumental because it ensures that when you shop, you get consistent, accurate information, leading to better decisions and happier eyes. It's a testament to the power of order in the chaotic world of online shopping. And oh, social media commerce and influencer marketing, topics that have sparked debates, inspired careers, and yes, even drawn a bit of skepticism. But guess what? They're not going anywhere. A recent survey confirms that social commerce, paired with the persuasive power of influencers, is here to stay. It's a dynamic duo that's reshaping the face of marketing, making it more personal, more relatable, and yes, more effective. Whether you're a fan or a critic, the impact is undeniable. And it's worth exploring how this trend will continue to evolve and shape our shopping habits. Now, let's take a slightly unexpected turn. Imagine if I told you that Amazon and Monsters, Inc. have something in common. Sounds like a speculative leap? Well, it's not about monsters hiding in your closet. It's about innovation hiding in plain sight. Just as Monsters, Inc. revolutionized the energy industry of Monstropolis, Amazon consistently redefines the boundaries of e-commerce. Through relentless innovation and a customer-centric approach, Amazon teaches us that the potential for transformation is limitless, reminding us to always look beyond the conventional. So, what do all these stories tell us? They're a reminder that in the world of technology and e-commerce, change is the only constant. From AliExpress enhancing the customer journey to Zenni organizing its digital shelves, from the staying power of social media commerce to the innovative spirit shared by giants like Amazon, it's clear, to stay ahead, one must continually evolve, adapt, and most importantly, listen to the needs of the people. In this digital age, where every click can open new horizons, it's these advancements, strategies, and visionary approaches that shape the future, making our online experiences not just transactions, but journeys worth taking. So the next time you're about to make that click, remember, you're part of a larger narrative, a grand evolution of commerce and technology that's making our world a bit more connected, one purchase at a time. And that, dear listeners, is a wrap on today's exploration. Stay curious, stay inspired, and remember, the future of shopping is not just about what we buy, but how we buy it. Today, we're diving into a world where your morning cup of coffee, the beauty products lining your bathroom shelf, and even the new patio set in your backyard are intertwined with a global movement. A movement towards a future that's not just brighter, but greener and more sustainable. We're talking about environmental sustainability and governance, ESG, initiatives. A journey that leading companies like Starbucks, Ulta Beauty, Lowe's, and Steve Madden are embarking upon. ESG isn't just a buzzword, it's a commitment, a strategy, and most importantly, a necessity in today's world. Let's start with Starbucks, a company that's nearly synonymous with coffee across the globe. They've just marked a sustainability milestone by nearly doubling their green store portfolio. Imagine each sip of your favorite latte or frappuccino coming from a place that's as concerned about reducing its carbon footprint as it is about the flavor profile of its coffee. These green stores are designed with energy efficiency and water conservation in mind, serving as a testament to Starbucks' dedication to not just serve you a cup of coffee, but to serve the planet. Moving from your morning coffee to your daily skincare and beauty routine, Ulta Beauty has stepped into the ring with a recycling partnership. This initiative brings a new dimension to beauty, transcending beyond skin deep to embody care for our environment. Ulta Beauty's recycling partnership is a clarion call to consumers, encouraging them to think about the life cycle of the products they use daily. It's not just about looking good, it's about doing good too. And as we step into the warmth of spring, Lowe's annual spring promotion has returned, this time with new perks that are budding with sustainability. Imagine beautifying your home and garden while contributing to the welfare of our planet. Lowe's is making it possible, embedding sustainability into the heart of their promotions. This approach not only enriches their customers' lives, but also nurtures the ecosystem that surrounds us all. Then there's the fashion industry, where Steve Madden stands out by ensuring sustainability compliance. The brand is weaving responsibility into the fabric of their business model, ensuring that every shoe or accessory you wear doesn't just make a style statement, but a statement of care for our planet. Steve Madden's commitment to sustainability compliance shows us that fashion can be both fabulous and forward-thinking. But what's driving these companies to make such significant commitments? It all boils down to a term we mentioned earlier, ESG. But more notably, it's about customer-led growth. This new framework places you, the customer, at the heart of their growth strategy. It's a recognition that the path to business success is paved with responsible practices that resonate with the values of their consumers. In each of these stories, from Starbucks to Steve Madden, we see a thread that ties them together. The understanding that businesses have a crucial role in shaping a sustainable future. It's a collective endeavor where companies lead by example and consumers support businesses that align with their values. As we navigate through our day, from that first cup of coffee to adorning our homes and ourselves, we're part of a larger narrative. A narrative that speaks to care, responsibility, and sustainability. Whether it's through enjoying products from green stores, participating in recycling programs, opting for sustainable home improvement options, or choosing fashion that cares for the planet, we're making choices that contribute to a greener tomorrow. So, the next time you take a sip of your coffee, apply your makeup, or lace up your shoes, remember, your choices make a difference. Through ESG initiatives, companies are providing us with the opportunity to be part of a sustainable future. It's a journey we're all on together, and every step counts. Let's continue to make choices that leave a positive impact on our planet for ourselves and for generations to come. In the bustling world of retail, change is the only constant. Big names like Target, Nordstrom, Trader Joe's, Five Below, and Signet are all riding the waves of transformation, bringing us a mix of news that speaks volumes about the current retail landscape and what it means for shoppers like us. First up, let's talk about Target, a giant in the retail sector known for its red bullseye and a wide array of products. They've made headlines recently by doubling bonuses for their salaried employees. This move isn't just about rewarding hard work. It's a strategic play in the war for talent, ensuring that Target remains a desirable place for top minds. In an era where good help is hard to find, Target's looking to hold on to its best and brightest, making sure they're motivated to keep the aisles well-stocked and the shopping experience top-notch. Now, let's shift gears to Nordstrom, the high-end department store that's become synonymous with luxury shopping. Buzz is building around Nordstrom potentially going private. Shares jump hit a staggering 9% on the news. This move could mean significant changes in how Nordstrom operates, focusing less on pleasing shareholders and more on innovating and refining their customer experience. Going private could be the key that unlocks a new era of luxury shopping, blending tradition with cutting-edge retail strategies. Trader Joe's, the beloved grocery chain known for its unique snacks and charming Hawaiian shirt-clad staff, is expanding its footprint. 16 new stores are set to open, spreading the joy of cookie butter and two-buck chuck to more locations across the country. This expansion is not just about growth. It's a testament to the brand's cult-like following and its ability to turn grocery shopping from a chore into an adventure. Five Below, on the other hand, is navigating through its own set of challenges and victories. Sales are soaring, up 19%, a testament to the allure of affordable treasures. Yet, it's not all smooth sailing. The introduction of self-checkout, a boon for convenience, has hit a snag with increased shrinkage, a retail euphemism for theft and loss. In response, Five Below is limiting self-checkout, showcasing the delicate balance between innovation and profitability in the razor-thin margin world of discount retail. Lastly, let's not forget Signet, the world's largest retailer of diamond jewelry, facing the fickle winds of fortune. Q4 sales have taken a dip, yet there's a silver lining. Signet plans to open 20-30 new stores and renovate 300 existing ones. It's a bold move, signaling faith in the physical retail experience and betting on the timeless allure of jewelry to draw people back into stores. These stories from the retail front lines show us a sector that's dynamic, challenging, and full of opportunities. From doubling down on talent and exploring new ownership models, to expanding footprints and innovating amidst adversity, these retail giants are teaching us valuable lessons in adaptation and resilience. So next time you're out shopping or scrolling through your favorite online store, remember there's more to that product on the shelf or in your cart. There's a whole world of strategy, innovation, and hard work playing out behind the scenes. And that, my friends, makes the world of retail nothing short of fascinating. Hey there, everyone. It's Max signing off from another insightful episode of The Checkout Point, brought to you by Blicket.co. And that wraps up all the e-commerce news, trends, and strategies for week number 13. I hope you found today's segments as fascinating and enlightening as I did. We kicked things off with a deep dive into Amazon's spring sales event, where we saw how innovations and strategic partnerships are pushing the retail envelope. Then we ventured into the dynamic world of retail, exploring the blend of tradition and innovation that's keeping the industry thriving amidst challenges. Our journey didn't stop there. We also explored the electrifying crossroads of technology and e-commerce, revealing how companies like AliExpress and Zenni are revolutionizing the shopping experience. Today's discussion also took us through the importance of sustainability, highlighting how major brands are leading the way in environmental, sustainability, and governance initiatives. Lastly, we peeled back the curtain on the retail revolution with companies such as Target, Nordstrom, and Trader Joe's at the forefront of change. I hope these stories inspire you and give you plenty to think about as you navigate the ever-evolving world of e-commerce. Remember, this is your go-to podcast for catching up on all that's new and noteworthy in the e-commerce space. Be sure to tune in for next week's episode to stay on top of the latest trends, news, and strategies. And don't forget to check out Blicket.co for more information and resources to help you navigate the fascinating world of e-commerce. Thanks for listening to The Checkout Point. I'm Max, and I can't wait to explore more e-commerce adventures with you next week. Until then, keep innovating and pushing boundaries in your e-commerce journey. Catch you on the flip side.